The life for me, land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
Stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
And I'm very sad. Don't eat so fast, you're going to get heartburn.
Lisa, did you... Where did she come from?
Oh, this is my friend, Clarissa. Clarissa, this is my husband.
How do you do?
She's been coming here for breakfast for the past 3 days.
Well, I guess in this cold weather, it's kind of hard for her to find food.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. She was telling me that she has such a...
She was telling you?
Well, not in the words of those syllables. She pours her foot once for yes and twice for no. Isn't that right, Clarissa? That means yes.
Look, may I ask you a question? Not you. I'm talking to her.
Oh, isn't she beautiful? You know, she's much too young-looking to be the mother of 3 children.
She has 3 children?
She brought them over yesterday for breakfast. Oh, they're such nice children. They have perfect table manners.
Well, I'm glad to know.
Oh, it's a wonderful family. The only sad part is that they don't know what happened to the father.
They don't?
That means no.
She doesn't have much of a vocabulary, does she?
Oliver, what do you suppose could have happened to the father? What was that?
That sounded like a rifle shot.
Oh, who is shooting?
Oh, that's probably him practicing up for the hunting season.
What is he going to hunt for?
Well,
Oliver... Do you mean that he would shoot a deer?
Well, some people,
Would you shoot one?
Me? What are you talking about? I don't even have a gun.
Oliver?
I better go talk to Eb.
On, Mr. Douglas, now you made me miss.
Look, Eb,
I had a perfect score. 2 splits, a quart, and a magnesia.
A magnum.
Oh, well, anyway, they all came from that party you had last New Year's. Boy, that was a real booze-in.
It wasn't.
Watch this.
That was full.
It ain't now.
Eb, will you put that gun away?
I gotta get in some practice before the deer season opens next Tuesday. Jiminy Crocklewatts. It's going to be the best season we ever had. There are millions of deer around.
Do you have to talk about it?
Sure. Hooterville's got the best hunting in the whole state.
Look, Mrs. Douglas doesn't like the idea of people hunting.
What is she going to say when she finds out you and me are in the deer derby? If we shoot the biggest deer, we'll win.
She doesn't have to know about that.
What about the gun you ordered from Mr. Drucker? Does Mrs. Douglas have to know about that?
She...
Doesn't know about what?
Mr. Douglas ordered a...
Quiet!
Oh, that's right. You don't want her to know about the 30-30.
Quiet!
What is a 30-30 quiet?
I don't know. It must be a rifle with a silencer on it.
Jiminy Crocklewatts.
Oliver, did you order a rifle?
Why would I do that?
So you could win the deer derby.
What's a deer derby?
He means a beer derby, don't you, Ev?
Oh, yeah. You fill up your derby with beer and then you go hunting.
Oliver, are you going to go hunting?
Paw the ground once for yes and twice for no.
Why don't you go to your chores?
It's more fun standing here watching you sweat.
Oliver, you haven't answered my question.
Oh, what question was that?
About going hunting.
Yep, I don't need any help from you.
Well, you didn't remember what the question was.
And... beat it!
Well?
Well, I better go help Eb with the chores. I'll see you later.
Lisa, you don't have to come with me.
What are you trying to hide from me?
Oh, nothing. Oh, no. Why don't you wait in the car?
It's cold. Hello there, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, hi. Just warming my head muff. Seems like the older I get, the colder I get. My blood must be getting thin.
Couldn't you take something for thin blood?
Like what?
Well, don't they have fat blood pills?
No, they...
Oh, used to carry them. Fanny Farquhar's fat blood pills. They came in a heart-shaped green bottle. Guaranteed to fat up the thinnest blood.
How could they...
She also had a fat blood thinner. But she don't make either one of them anymore.
I'm glad to hear it.
She specialized in cold weather medicines. One of the most popular was her chilblain elixir. It was 90% alcohol. Sold a lot of that during Prohibition.
I can well imagine. Now look, Mr. Drucker, could we...
Fanny also made a great cough syrup. If you mixed it with the chilblain elixir, it made the best sour mash bourbon you ever tasted.
Yeah, well...
A lot of the fellas used to add Fanny Farquhar's nose drops to a pint of olive oil. Made a nice, thick martini.
That sounds a little...
It was a very big favorite among deer hunters. Oh, say, that reminds me, Mr. Douglas. Remember you ordered that brand new...
Later.
Well, I just wanted you to know I got your 30-30.
Later.
Oliver, you ordered a gun, didn't you?
Oh, he sure did.
She's not talking to you.
You're going to go hunting, aren't you?
Well...
Oh, he sure is. He was the first one to sign up for the deer derby.
No, no. I signed up for the beer derby.
The what?
The beer derby. You know, where you fill up your derby with beer, and the one who drinks the most wins.
No, you signed up for the deer derby.
I did. How could I have made a mistake like that?
Easy, because you're a fink.
Lisa.
Murderer.
Look, will you...
Killer.
Lisa, there's nothing wrong with hunting. Tell her, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, no, it's a great sport. I've been hunting for years.
Now I know what happened to Clarissa's husband. You shoosted him.
Me? No, I didn't,
Left her a widow with three children.
Oh, no, I...
No wonder your blood is so thin. It has to run through such a hard heart.
Lisa, will you leave, Mr. Drucker?
You get it, and you better stop the hunting season.
He can't stop the huntings. It's legal.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Even the governor comes here every year to do his hunting. He'll be here Tuesday to help open the season.
And I am going to be here Tuesday to help closing it.
Oh, Lisa!
Doggone, she sure is riled up.
She'll calm down.
I won't calm down. I think it's terrible for a grown man to shoot at a poor, defenseless animal.
Lisa, what is this?
A mink's coat.
No, I mean, what is a mink coat?
Well, it's cheaper than a sable, and it's more expensive than a...
I mean, where did it come from?
Saks Fifth Avenue.
What I meant was, where do minks come from?
Other minks.
Oh, boy. Lisa, at one time, this coat was a bunch of happy little minks running around, playing, carefree. And then one morning, you woke up and you said, Oliver, I want a mink's coat.
I said that at night.
Well, what the...
I remember we had a fight, and I said, unless you buy me a mink's coat, I'm going to invite my mother to come and live with us.
That isn't important. The point I'm trying to make is that I went into the store, and I said, I want to buy my wife a mink coat. And somebody had to go out and shoot little minks so they could sew them together and make this coat for you. And that makes you an accessory.
I never got any accessories.
Look, if it's all right to shoot a mink for a coat, then why isn't it all right to shoot a deer?
Do you want my mother to come and live with us?
No.
Then don't let me catch you shooting any deer.
Will you just come along with me?
Well, where are we going to go?
I want you to look at my tomatoes.
Why?
You say deer are beautiful, defenseless animals. I want to show you the damage they've done to my tomato plants. Look at what your deer did. Trampled all the plants.
How do you know the deer did that?
Look at the hoof prints.
Well, how do you know they're not Ebb's?
Oh, Ebb's hoof prints, or his footprints are... Look, that was done by a deer.
It's cold.
Oh, here, here. Look at all the tomatoes they crushed.
Mr. Douglas, Say, that's pretty clever. Growing crushed tomatoes.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of farmers, not a lot of farmers. Some farmers wait till they pick them before they crush them.
These were crushed by deer.
And you trained them to do that? Boy, it's a clever way to save labor costs. Do you mind if I mention it in my report to the department?
Mr. Kimber, did a deer do that?
Well, it's possible that, what's a deer do?
Well, it's a beautiful animal with big ears and sad eyes.
Oh, the North American deer do. Yes, they're very destructive. A deer do, huh?
Mr. Kimber, my husband said that deers are very destructive.
Well, there's a lot of truth in what not a lot of truth, but there is a basis, What did he say again?
I said the deer do a lot of damage.
To whom?
Crops, forests, plants.
Oh, yes. Deer are the most destructive of all. Well, not the most destructive. Well, you don't know the half of it.
You don't know any of it.
Well, I do know that deer are pretty bad. They burrow under the ground and eat the roots off and... No. That's a mole. No, that's a mole. No, that's a wart. No, that's a piece of chicken liver I had for lunch.
Whether they are destructive or not, do you think it's right to shoot a deer?
Well, there are two ways of looking at it. On one hand, there's the moral question. On the other hand, there's still some chicken liver. Well, now that I've answered your question... Got to run back to the office. I'm expecting a call. No, I got that before I left. Or was I yesterday? Well, doesn't make any difference. My phone's out of order.
What? Are you still going to go hunting?
Yes, as soon as the hunting season opens.
Maybe it won't.
You want me to get you what?
A conjunction. You know, when somebody does something and you want to stop it, you conjunct them.
Oh, you mean injunct them. An injunction.
All right, if that'll do it, I'll take one of those. Where do you keep them?
I don't... You have to go to court and get the judge to issue one.
Let's go.
Well, just a second, Mrs. Douglas. There are a few things I have to know first.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, who do you want this injunction issued against?
Well, my husband, Mr. Drucker, Ab Dawson... Do you hunt?
Yes.
Put your name down.
What are you trying to stop?
Deer hunting.
Oh, I don't think it's possible to get an injunction for that.
How long have you been practicing law?
Just a little over a month.
Well, I've been married to a lawyer for over 10 years, so I think I know more about law than you do.
Well, I don't think there's any legal way to...
How about illegal?
Oh, I can't advise you to do anything illegal.
Well, then what would you advise me to do?
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you.
I should have known that anybody who is partners with my husband is a fellow fink.
I'm not... Look, Mrs. Douglas, there's a law on the books permitting hunting. Now, if you want to change that law, then what you should do is get a petition signed by enough people who agree with you and present it to your state senator.
Will that work?
I don't know.
Well, if it doesn't, don't send me a bill.
Thank you. Hello, Brian.
Mr. Douglas, I thought I'd better tell you, your wife was just in to see me.
What about?
She wanted me to get her an injunction to stop the hunting season.
Oh, boy.
I advised her to get up a petition and present it to our state senator. I hope I did the right thing.
Oh, fine. Yeah, it'll keep her out of mischief. She'll be lucky if she gets one signature.
Hello there, Arnold. Is your father home? Would you tell him I'm here?
No, Arnold, I told you. I don't want to buy no... Oh, it's you, Miss Douglas. Arnold said it was the fertilizer salesman. Yeah, fine sense of humor you got. Won't you come in?
No, 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 thank you, Mr. Ziffel. I want you to sign something.
Sign what?
I want you to put your name right here.
Well, I never sign anything unless I read it. The last time I did, I woke up married to Doris.
No, no, no. This is a petition to do away with deer hunting.
But I don't want to do away with deer hunting.
Oh, well, Mr. Ziffel, if you would only read the reasons.
Well, let's see what they are. Now, what did I do with my spectacles? Arnold, will you lend me your eyeglasses, please?
Arnold wears glasses?
He just ruined his eyes watching TV. Thank you. Let's see now.
There they are.
Oh, you sure got strong glasses. Let's see now what this says. I think that deer hunting should be abolished for the following reasons. Uh-huh. 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 Well, Miss Douglas, you sure got powerful reasons. I'd be glad to sign that.
Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, well, hello there, Mr. Haney.
Doggone, you look as pretty as a catfish with his nose up against the dam.
Oh, why, thank you, Mr. Haney. The reason I came over here is...
because you heard about my big spring sale.
Spring sale?
Yes, ma'am. All springs are reduced 50%.
Oh, Mr. Haney, I didn't come over here to buy anything. I want you to sign a petition to stop deer hunting.
Miss Douglas, I'd like to oblige, but deer hunting happens to be one of my favorite sports.
Oh, Mr. Haney, if you would just read the petition and you see the reasons...
Well, I don't think that I,
Well, would you please just read it?
All right. I believe that deer hunting should be abolished for the following reasons. It is bad, it is unnecessary, it is unfair to the deer, and it is cruel to kill anything. And... Mrs. Douglas, them is some of the most convincing reasons that I've ever read. I'll be happy to sign it.
Mrs. Douglas, I ain't signing any petition against deer hunting.
Well, if you just read it, please.
But I'm busy. I got a lot to do. The governor's coming in on a 4 o'clock run of the cannonball.
Well, a lot of people signed it.
They have?
Yes, it won't take you a minute if you would just read it, please.
All right, I'll read it, but I ain't signing it. I believe that deer hunting should be abolished for the following reasons. Oh, I'll sign it.
Have you seen Mrs. Douglas?
She went to the station to meet the governor and show him her petition.
How many signatures does she have? 300. 300?
When she sets her mind to doing something, she does it.
Well, I'll be a...
Fellas, you signed the petition. Now, don't change your mind.
No, we're with you.
Lisa.
Look who we got here, Doubting Danny Thomas. You said I couldn't get one signature. I got 300 of them.
Lisa, there are only 28 people in the whole valley.
Well, and some of them signed 8 times.
Hey, there's the governor.
Well, folks,
Thank you, thank you. I can't tell you how happy I am to get away from all those crackpots in the state capitol and come here to Hooterville and do some deer hunting.
Well, you can go right back to the crackpots because there isn't going to be any deer hunting here.
Lisa, Lisa.
Yeah, who said that?
I did. I've got a petition here signed with 300 names that we don't want any deer hunting. Isn't that right, fellas?
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Well, I thought you fellas
May
were...
May I see that, please?
Right, here.
I believe that deer hunting should be abolished for the following reasons. It is bad.
Oh, that's childish.
It is unnecessary.
Hey, that's clever.
It is cruel to kill anything. And for signing this, Mr. Douglas agrees to give me $100.
Now, there's a stupid... $100?
Mr. Douglas, don't you realize that it is illegal to solicit signatures by offering money for them?
Governor, I did. It was my wife who collected the signatures.
Well, if I wasn't in a good humor, I'd have both of you thrown into jail.
I'd like to see you try it.
What? Lisa, Governor, my wife is a little upset.
I'm here in a little relaxation, so we'll just forget this whole incident. And as governor of the state, I declare that the hunting season will officially open tomorrow morning at sunrise.
Come on, Kerry Nation.
I don't want to go.
It's the best thing.
I'm a failure.
You're not a failure.
The deer were counting on me and I let them down.
You tried. You didn't use too much intelligence. You tried.
Why are you trying to shove me off to New York?
It's for your own good. If hunting upsets you so much, it's better if you're not around.
You're right. But there's just one more thing I could have tried.
Take my advice. Go.
If you promise not to shoot anything.
I promise.
All right, then I'll go.
I'll drive you to the airport in the morning. You could catch the first plane.
Well, who's going to take care of Clarissa?
Oh, I don't think
anybody... Well, I tell you what. Ab will drive me, and you stay here and take care of her.
Well, she doesn't
now,
need...
Now, one second, please. Clarissa! Clarissa! Clarissa, come on, darling. You're a good girl. Come on. Clarissa, come over here, sweetheart. That's a good girl. My husband is going to take care of you so you won't get shoosted. Oliver, shouldn't you hide her under the bed?
How can I?
And if any of your friends show up, you tell them that my husband is going to take care of them. Right? And another thing.
Lisa, you better get to bed. The plane leaves very early in the morning.
Oh, I've been waiting all year for this moment.
You won't be disappointed, Governor. You've never seen so many deer.
Governor, are you sure Mr. Douglas don't have to pay me that $100?
Oh, for crying out loud, ain't it? That's a beauty. You get first shot, Governor.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Watch it! He's going to shoot you!
Who's that?
The hunting season has opened. Everybody run for your life! The hunting season has opened. Running.
Who is that? Is that that woman?
Yes, Governor. That's a Welcher's wife.
Call out the National Guard and have that plane shot down.
Calm down, Governor.
Oh, that blasted woman. She's ruined the hunting season.
What? Oh, that's impossible, Mr. Drucker. She's not even in town. She went to the airport this morning and took a plane. Oh, no. Oh, she couldn't have done a thing like that.
Oliver!
What the?
Up here! I am not a failure. Tell Clarissa I warned all her friends in time.
Lisa, will you?
We've taken care of Hootersville. Head for Crabbell Corners and we'll take care of their deer. Attention, all Crabbell Corners deer. The hunting season has started. Run for your life.
Oh, for...
The hunting season has opened. Run for your life. Run! has been a Filmways presentation, darling.